got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no huggy-muggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Gamer Series Fan Podcast. I'm Elizabeth, a.k.a. Betty, and here's my partner in crime.
How are you? Thank you for joining.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And this is Julia's dedication special song for that one guy who wants to wait until wedding. Oh, wedding day.
Oh. Until fireworks again.
No fireworks for us. I don't know what to do anymore.
Hi,
Sonia. Hi, Susie. Hello. So,
hello,
welcome
Susie.
To the Gamer Series Fan Podcast. If you're listening to us for the first time, come on down, log in, say hello to the lovely ladies in our chat room, or should I say right now in Gabriel's room. Ooh. Nothing's happening except for the pictures, you know. The Julia in the pictures had sex. The Julia in the present is having none. It's a bad day to be Julia.
Too sad.
Yes, it's so sad. So bloody hell. Thanks, Gabriel. Thanks so much. We feel so special. Anyway, so if you're listening to us on the other side of the world, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening if you're on this side. We hope you have fun tonight. And if you're listening to us, the recorded version, hello. It's like new accent. Hello, I'm Betty.
Oh.
Yes, and we want to say hello to the boss. Yay! Hi, boss.
Hi, boss.
The boss is like, this was a fun chapter. Everyone's faces. I wish I could record it. No sex.
I don't
dun,
think
dun, dun. No, but can you imagine? He probably gets a giggle when everyone goes like, what were you thinking? How could he say that to her after everything? You know, no sex. You know, maybe he gets like a little thrill out of that, like hee. Yes, now you know how we feel. Wahaha.
Hi Leslie. How are you?
And Samia, now Samia is saying it's a dry spell.
It's
like he's in a desert right now. Oh god, it's terrible. Yay, Susie says that she has a day off and she's spending it with her mom. So yay, and it was her birthday. So happy birthday, Susie's mom. Oh god, I hope she doesn't I hope she approves of us. Otherwise it's like, I'm sorry, Mrs. Susie's mom. Mrs. Susie's mom. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes, the dry spell. Anyway, so hi boss, we hope you're okay. And
yeah.
So let's start with our awesome announcements. In case you don't know, there are a few podcasts going on right now. And there is Esso's Florentine series, which is hosted by Pam, Kes, and Dana, who's still on maternity leave. So, hi Dana! So, join them. They're back next Saturday, July 15th at 10 a.m. New York time. Eastern Time, New York Time, and they're reading The Roman, and they're going to go over chapter 19. Ooh. And the story gets even more interesting. It's Willie, Raven, and Kara. The sister. Awkward right now. Okay. Anyway, so make sure you join them, and make sure you join them again in 2 weeks, July 22nd. Because they're going to have a special guest. Our dear boss, Sylvain Reynard, will join them. So make sure you join them on Saturday again, July 22nd at 10 a.m. Next is Noches en Florencia. They're back again next Saturday, July 15, 2017 at 11 a.m. after the Florentine series. And they are reading right now La Alondra. And they are right now, well, they're going to discuss chapter 45. So make sure you join them, and they have a campaign, Creemos the Shadow en Español. So please, share the love, tell the publishing house why you need Willie to speak to you in Spanish. Because he's sexy in Spanish.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. What is it? Damn it, I always forget the word. I had this teacher who used to try to get us to speak in Spanish. Oh, he used to say, en castellano. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know. That means Spanish. Oh, why did you say so, silly goose? Anyway, so yeah, make sure you join them again. And they're about to finish, wrap up La Alondra. So make sure you join them. Next, Astrología Gabriel is back on Saturdays. They're back on Mixer, so make sure you join them. And they're reading El Infierno de Gabriel. And last but not least, Noches en Florencia is back next Sunday, July 16th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. They're celebrating their second anniversary and Samia's birthday, and they're going to have a special guest as well. Guess who's coming? It's the boss, Sylvain Reynard, SR. So make sure you join them, and they're going to have giveaways. So,
ooh. Oh, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Oi, professor. Oi, boss.
I hope that Samia count down herself that day.
Oh, yes. It's not her birthday. Winky, Samia. Shh. She says shh. So, okay. Nobody knows. We're just going to give you lots of presents because we love you, Samia, right? Okay. And last but not least, don't forget, there are a couple of books available right now. Get Them, Musings, and Argyle Empire Anthology is available on Amazon, which is, they're getting the money, the proceeds go to Covenant House, PA, and they help teenagers who are homeless right now, so make sure you get your copy. Gonna read awesome stories, and there's a foreword from the boss. Next, What the Heart Wants and Opposites Attract. Again, it's an anthology. It's available on Amazon as well. The proceeds could go to the Terry Foundation, and they give scholarships to students in Texas. What up, Texas? And Texas, they're like, no, that's not how we say it. It's howdy. Okay, howdy, Texas. Okay. So make sure you pick that up. Also, guess what? The Roman. Yeah, The Roman came out. Remember in December? Well, it's still available in Chapters Indigo, Barnes & Nobles. So yeah, get your copy. And why not get Roman Crazy by Nina Bocci and Alice Clayton. You're going to love it. Ah, Marcello. Another ride. Beep, beep. And last but not least, oh, wait, I'm forgetting. Constellation by Jennifer Lockley. Get your copy. It's so good. And the second book is coming. So, And last but not least, The Man in the Black Suit comes out December. If you want to meet sexy man in a black suit.
Yeah, you know, there are two books that I want to read. Constellation 2 and The Man in the Black Suit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's I don't know. I don't know when it's going.
They're gonna come out.
The release of the Constellation 2.
Mm-hmm. Aura, but, I think that's the name.
Oh yeah, but the man in the black suit, Nicholas. Oh, I need him.
Yeah,
speaking. I need to know him.
He speaks in French. You're Allie.
Oh yeah, that's why. That's why I can't wait.
See, Leslie is saying Covenant House and Terry Foundation's great causes. So see,
yes, Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have an announcement.
Ooh,
do you want to say a partner? Or do you want to wait later?
Oh, we can do it right now.
Okay, let's do it right now.
We have Tamia here, so...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Let's celebrate it like that.
Okay, so you are all invited next week. Special day.
Yeah.
Please. Mm-hmm. Monday. Special day.
Monday.
Again. Monday. July 17th.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday, July 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. We're celebrating an awesome day, the best day in the world. It's Gabriel's birthday! Yay! Oh, and we have two special guests, or three. Yeah, we have special guests. We have
three.
We have three guests. We have Leslie Lamoros is going to join us. Oh, Willie.
Willie. Can't wait to talk to you, Leslie.
Willie's trying to get the gossip. Oh, he left. Oh, so Leslie's going to join us. Yay, Leslie! And the one and only, the boss, and Gabriel. So, Gabriel is coming. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine SR and Gabriel together? Oh, my God.
I know. I'm kind of...
I bet they are going to start fighting for something.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous about the Gabriel part.
So, hi, Dacia.
Hi, Dacia. So, again, in case you just joined us, like Dacia, again... Join us next Monday, July 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. We're celebrating Gabriel's 41st birthday with Leslie and Sylvie Renard and the professor. Ooh, this is going to be interesting.
I don't know who is going to be first.
Yeah. So make sure you join us. And there's a hashtag if you want to share your birthday wishes, your presents, whatever. The hashtag is Happy B-Day Professor Go. Yeah, Happy B-Day Professor G-O-E Go. You know, because those are his initials. So, ooh, party, party. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Baby.
So, make sure you wear your sexy stilettos. The professor is coming. Ooh.
Itchy.
And twitchy. Oh, my God.
But I don't think we are going to be able to talk with Twitchy.
Well, we can talk to him. I don't know if he's going to answer back.
Well, yeah, that's right.
That's completely different. But, yeah. Oh, thank you, partner, for putting the hashtag in the chat room. So,
yeah,
okay.
No worries.
You know, for someone who doesn't like Gabriel, he sure likes to wander around now, our little classroom. Right, Willie? I'm not here because I like him.
Let's see.
We'll raise
a glass to you.
Yes, a glass.
Yeah, because you can be there and Samia can be either.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that maybe it's a little bit difficult because it's Monday. But we wanted to celebrate Gabriel's birthday the same day. No? The real day, not a day before or a day after. So.
Yes. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I hope you listen to us later and that's it.
Yeah. And by all means, make sure you send us your wishes. We will give them to the boss and to Gabriel. We will read them out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will let him to know your wishes. And if you have a special message to Sylvia and Reynard too.
Mm-hmm.
Or to Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie. Hi, Carla. She's saying hello, ladies, from Colombia.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
So, yeah. She says, Sami says that she will be here in spirit. So, okay.
Amen.
Oh, my God. I just figured out a way to get Julia to enjoy her piece of cake. But, well, it would be unethical. But I just remember a story from a friend.
Okay.
I was like, huh. It was interesting. Okay, anyway, so are we ready for our little recap?
Yes, recap.
Chapter 46, the second part, because, well, we had to split 46 into two parts. So in case Before we start a party, you know, in case you don't remember, chapter 46, part 2, what we found ourselves with Gabriel and Julia. Oh, Gabriel, darling, guess what? I have something to tell you. What is it, my dear? Paul kissed me. But it meant nothing. I broke his heart. Betty's crying. It's okay, but yes, it was nothing. He told me he loved me. He confessed his love. He told me he would do anything for me, and I still crush his heart because he's not you. Cheers. Right?
I think it's you crying, not you.
Her laughing, me crying. That's why it was like... Gabriel, I need to borrow your hanky. Anyway. All right. Well, you know. My God, Willie is going in circles. Willie is going in circles. Do you hear that?
Yeah. Come, Willie.
Yeah, come, Willie. Do you want to borrow the professor's tent? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Gabriel is not happy about that, but Julia proceeds to tell him that, no, my dear Gabriel, you have nothing to worry about. I still love you. My heart belongs to you. Since I was 17 years old, you ruined me, you shaggy man. You ruined me. Well, Gabriel's delighted with the news.
Well, Gabriel ruined me too, so I understand Julia at that point.
Well, yeah, so there they start talking about their relationship. You know, Julia's not going to Harvard. But, oh my God, Gabriel, why did you cause so much pain to my poor, delicate heart? And he's like, what? Julia, I would do everything all over again. What the? So your apologies mean nothing? Ah, I'm about to leave. No, wait, Julia, hold on. Why? Well, turns out that, well, the professor is hot. His hot breath causes her to maybe think about it three times before she steps out. Because once she's gone for good. But Gabriel's like, no, baby, stay. And so Julia stays. Aw. And since, you know, they're in his apartment, I mean his house. God, George, I'm not used to house. I'm used to the apartment. My mind is still in Toronto. Anyway, so Gabriel says that she needs to be hugged. Julia, you need to be hugged. And I am not going to be able to sit in a couch and hug you. So let's go upstairs to my room. What about Becky? She won't bother us. And so they go to the room. Julia's looking around. She's not ready to be in Gabriel's bed or in his arms. So she's looking around. And look at over there. We find the erotic pictures, the black and white photographs that Gabriel took of Julia. Julia and Belize. Julia and him together. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Naughty, naughty.
Sex pictures.
Okay. Oh, that's just looking for Carla. She's SR Columbia.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Julia's like, our pictures. I don't remember these. Well, yes, he printed them. Which, I'm still wondering, who prints those pictures? They're huge, so... Is that like another skill he has? I can develop my own photographs. Oh, okay. Nifty? Maybe? I can't picture him taking the photographs to some other person. Especially a guy. Like, here, develop my photographs of my naked girlfriend. You know. It would be creepy.
Can you imagine?
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So anyway, Julia's looking at it, and it's like, oh my God, we look beautiful. Yes, Julia, come, okay. And so she goes there, and he's like, that's better, Beatrice. And he's holding her there, and he tells her that he wants to make it up to her. He wants to court her. Aw, he wants to have that experience with her. And they kiss, and ooh, the kiss is delicious. More, wait, I need more time, Gabriel. Sure, my dear, I will make it up for you. And I know,
that's
and I know you don't trust me yet. And that's why. Oh God! And this is the part where I was almost about to faint because
Hi, Lori. Sorry.
Because he tells her that he knows she doesn't trust him. Right. And for that very reason, he will not have sex with her. What?
What the hell? What the hell? No.
Oh my god. So Jillia thinks he must be kidding me, right? Come again? And but she doesn't say it because she thinks, oh yeah, so we're in chapter 47.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, welcome to chapter 47, people.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, so I won't make love to you. No! So Jillia says, wait.
Oh my god.
Come again? What? I'm sorry. I can't hear you from this area.
Yeah, I didn't listen to you very well. Repeat. Please?
Yes, please repeat that. I didn't get that. The connection was terrible.
No,
right? So, but she thinks that it's awkward to say come again, especially because she's not going to come again anytime soon. Neither is he.
It's like a not coming again.
So it's like, I will never come again.
Oh, so she said, now it's not the time to be a gentleman, Gabriel.
Yes, what the heck, dude?
Yeah, my God.
So he tells her that he's worried that if they have sex right now, it will ruin their chances of them repairing their relationship. And we come.
Oh, that's another bullshit.
Right?
That's not true.
Oh, God, please kill me. Kill me now. Kill me now.
Everything is forgiven.
Which is funny because when he said, I'm not going to have sex with you again, I thought, Gabriel. Ah, that was so funny. Stop it. For a minute, I thought you were serious.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
You're serious. Why? Twitchy. Say something, Twitchy. Say something. Are you there? Please.
Oh, he's there. But he's like a prisoner.
You know, like Twitchy.
Speak. He's having a heart attack too.
Oh my god. So I just, can you imagine, even Twitchy was like, wait, what? We're not having
Excuse
sex.
Me?
Somebody is messing with this guy.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is Twitchy right now. Wait, not that one. Like, Twitchy. I'm meditating, child.
Yeah.
But Twitchy, I thought you love us.
Yeah.
Right now.
You have to do, like, some yoga or something.
You know?
Oh, Lori said the sound effect.
I'm not available, blessedness. Leave a message after the beep.
Poor Twitchy.
Twitchy, I don't like you anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks, Gabriel. We feel so special.
That is in my face.
Thank you. Okay, so we've come to my partner's favorite line. Are you ready, partner?
No, yeah, but okay, you can read it, please.
Okay. So my partner says, and her favorite line is from Jillia.
And Gabriel.
Well, oh yeah, well, it's from him.
No, it's Jillia.
Yeah, it's from both of them. Okay, thank you. So it's, so you want to wait? He gave her a scorching look. No, Julianne, I don't want to wait. I want to make love to you now and for the rest of the week. I know we should wait.
No. I agree with him only the week. They don't have to wait anything.
Right?
Oh, my
wait,
God.
Wait, what is that? Mm-hmm.
If I were Julia, I would say, yes, when he said, I want to make love to you now and for the rest of the week. Okay, let's do it. So don't forget about the shoe. Wait, no.
Yeah, like, what the? Gabriel, you're scaring me here. What the heck? You know, should and want. Do you really need to wait? No. Should you really wait? No.
Bye, Samia.
Bye, Samia. Have a good night. So yeah, I was like, okay, he has a point. They should wait, because remember before, it took me a while to remember this. I had to go back today to chapter 46, where she's like, no, Gabriel, I'm not ready yet. Please, we need more time. And he tells her that he wants to be more than just friends. And so you gave us mixed signals here, mister. First, you're leading us on to believe that if the opportunity comes, you will take advantage. You will break the blouse, tear it up, the dress, what else? You're gonna make love to her right here, right now. And now all of a sudden, not gonna happen. What?
No, but I think he said that the first thing that you said, because, you know, after they built the trust again.
Well, that's not how I interpreted the text.
Yeah, we will sex and that's it. We don't care about the gentleman thing.
Yeah, screw it. You're already like Christian. You're 50 Shades of Fucked Up. So
yes,
start
yes.
stripping.
Strip.
That's it. We discuss after the sex. See, like Gabriel, like yeah. Anna and Christian. But no.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right.
That's not what he thinks. So according to him.
Yeah, no, if I were Julia, I would be doing some things to wake him up and make me laugh, Gabriel. I know you can want it. You want it. I want it.
We both
so
want
let's
it.
Let's do it. Exactly. Let's do it. And I will start touching him. So
right.
You know.
Oh, no,
so
nay.
She have to be, you know, more active.
Aggressive?
Yes. I will do it. No. I don't want that weight thing.
Mm-hmm. None is saying that, Twitchy, it's time for you to twitch now. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think Twitchy is
Twitchy. Come on, Twitchy. Say something.
You want to get close
right.
to Julia.
Oh, God. Poor Twitchy.
Oh. Carla said, Twitchy, do your thing.
Right? Twitch. Okay.
That's your superpower, Twitch.
Yeah, come on, dude. And all of a sudden, he's like, I can't. There's kryptonite. Ugh. Oh, damn it. Okay, fine. So Gabriel tells her if they're going to be partners, they need to trust each other, right? And if she, Julia, doesn't trust him with her mind, then how can she trust him with her body? Oh, well, you know.
He has a point there.
Yes, that's true.
Something like that, we have to wait too much? No.
See,
I don't agree.
Before, when he was trying, well, at least when I thought he wanted to have sex right away, it was like, no, stop touching. But now that it's not even on the menu, it's not on the cart, now it's like, mm-hmm. but I want Twitchy now. What if I wanted to talk to him? Now he's not available? He left town? Really?
Oh.
Like, I understand that you had an experience. You met God and Jesus, and you were on your knees saying, Hallelujah! That's great, but why should I get punished? That doesn't make sense. Be nice. You have to be a good Samaritan, Gabriel, and I need the Twitchy, so go. Wake him.
Yes. Oh, he's so...
He's awake, he's meditating. Anyway, so... And Gabriel again proceeds to tell Julia, just to make sure you don't misunderstand me, Missy. He says, I need you to trust me completely. And hopefully, in time, her anger will disappear. I don't know
well,
about that.
I think that the anger is increasing.
I know, right? It's like, oh, I want to spank you, mister.
Yeah.
Not like Christian with a belt and stuff, but just like, stop it! Now, strip! Anyway.
Take off your shirt and your
Yes,
pants.
Take off your shirt. Anyway, so yes, he tells her that the next time they make love, he wants to make sure that they work things out.
You know, that's not fair, because we all want everything that is forbidden. So, if he's talking about, no, we can wait, you can touch me, or I can touch you, because I need to gain your trust again, and then it's more forbidden, and it's more, you know, exciting.
Exactly. He did the opposite.
So he's not helping with that.
Dude, reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Maybe Julia should have done that, too. Like, you know, since you said it, that's good, because there's no way in hell I wanted you to touch me, so let go.
Oh, yeah, so I need to go to my apartment.
Yes, I have to go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I need to take a hot shower.
With lots of bubbles.
Yeah.
My skin, so soft, and the soap.
I need to relax in my bathtub.
Right?
With vanilla around.
Noone says that, Gabriel, he needs some lessons from Christian.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Which reminds me, wait, where am I? Oh man, I should have worked on my soundtrack this week.
Oh my god.
Because I'm a bit spread today. No pun intended, but you know, I didn't think we were gonna go this crazy this week, but you know, Gabriel, could just go like, Gabriel, listen to this, you need inspiration. Gabriel, I will not have sex with you. I don't want you to touch me. Or tie me down to a bed with your tie or bow tie. Winky. I am not turned on by you at all.
Oh my god.
Stop biting your lip, Julia. Ooh, maybe. Who knows? Oh, no, no. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, vanilla oils, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla.
You remember vanilla on my skin?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like, oops, I dropped my hanky. Ugh. Gabriel, look. I'm wearing a thong.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
High heels.
Oh my.
You wore your beret?
Yeah. But no, he doesn't want anything like that. So, thanks, Gabriel. Anyway, Nona says, pun definitely intended, Betty. Maybe, who knows? Anyway, so Gabriel totally doesn't want to have sex. And he tells her that he should have waited before they started their relationship. Having an affair with her when he was the professor and she was the student. He thought that they were not going to get in trouble because they were not having sex, right? But turns out he was wrong. Yeah, we noticed that, Gabriel. But guess what? You're a professor from a different student. I mean, from a different university. She's a student from another university. It's okay to mix and mingle. Come on, start mingling, man. Strip. I think he's traumatized now. Okay, so anyway, yeah, he doesn't want to do it, and he's like, I did a bad thing by starting a relationship with you, and you pay the price, so please, believe me, we can't do this. Do you believe me now, Beatrice? Principessa? And Julia's like, oh, I believe you.
I'm just frustrated.
Just frustrated. Here I thought, 50 Shades of Dante and nothing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a good name.
Thank you. Oh, Fifty Shades of Dante. Dante's
okay.
Inferno.
It could be a fanfiction between 50 Shades and Gabriel's series.
Yeah. But how about 50 Shades of Gabriel's Inferno?
Oh.
Dante's Inferno. And then we have Beyonce again. Sing it, girl. Sing it. Wait, where is she? Welcome to the Inferno. Wait. Where's Virgil? He's going to be the god. Yeah, baby. No? Well, it will be interesting.
Okay. Can we return to...
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back.
Sorry.
To Gabriel. Okay. So, Julia tells the professor, oh, I believe you that you don't want to have sex and you screwed up. Yes, I know that. But the professor I knew and the one I love, you know, the one who used to have sex with me, yeah, he wasn't exactly fond of abstinence, so bring him back, please.
Yeah, but I don't agree with her in that moment.
Yes, I agree with you.
Because really, really
patient. Mm-hmm. Oh, None. None says, Virgil is ready to step in, Gabriel. Yeah! Oh my god, I want my book so badly, boss! Boss, please! Please, 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 write the book! I'm still...
I think Sylvia is, I'm sorry that I said that I will write a book about porn.
Well, the clue here, the focus should be on someday when I write his book. Someday.
Yeah.
And I took it more like Sunday, I will write the book. It's Sunday, boss, start writing. Come on. Maybe? No?
Yeah, he said someday.
Exactly. Sunday, and I'm here. I want to read. Go, go, go. Anyway.
Okay.
It's okay, boss. I will write down my ideas, and I will send them to you, and just go like, there you go. You're welcome.
And then, Silver and I will
block me, yeah. It's like, don't worry, I worked on the playlist, too. You're welcome. It's gonna go like, no. Why, boss? Why?
He will regret that day.
I know, right? Right now?
I think he's already regretting it.
I know. The moment he said send tweet, then he started going like, oh no, that's not good. What the heck just happened? You're the cat's meow, boss! Yay! He's like, no. Delete. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, it's too late.
Silly. But still, boss, you're the cat's meow. Okay, so let's go back to the book, the story, right? Because we're with Gabriel. So, Julia, she says, the professor I love was not a fan of abstinence. And Gabriel corrects her, and he tells her, oh, and this is a favorite clip from Susie. So thank you, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
The favorite quote is, he rolled her onto his side, looking into her eyes. I'm absolutely aching to feel you in my arms. Oh, never mind, I skipped. Sorry, Susie. Remember how she's saying, the professor I love was not a fan of abstinence, and he tells her, perhaps you've forgotten how our relationship began. We abstained the night we met, and a good many nights afterwards. Ooh, good point, professor.
Good time, yeah.
Yes, good point. He was a gentleman. Julia, naughty girl, wants to give the blessedness away the first night she meets Gabriel in person. But then again, you know, it's Gabriel. We're allowed to give it the first night, but what else? Anyway, so so this is Susie's favorite quote. He rolled her into her side, looking into her eyes. I'm absolutely aching to feel you in my arms, to be joined with you. Wait. This needs a sexy song. Sexy song. Ready? Oh, I hope Beyonce doesn't sue me. So, 50 Shades of Dante's Inferno. So he tells her, he rolls her onto her side, looking into her eyes. I'm absolutely aching to feel you in my arms, to be joined with you, body and soul. For when I'm inside you, I want you to know that I will never leave you, that you are mine and I am yours forever. His voice grew rough, that we're married. Wait, what? Mary? Who said anything about marriage?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm choking here. I need oxygen. Becky! Yes, mistress. I need lemonade. This man wants to marry me. What's wrong with him? I don't know, mistress. Maybe, I don't know.
But who wouldn't get married with him?
I wouldn't, not right now. Like, dude, I just wanted the sex. I didn't know there was like a, like instead of the contract that you will not tell anyone what's going on in the red room. It's like, you will marry me and then we will have sex. but Christian just has sex. With the contract, no contract, whatevs. But what the heck, man? Marriage is a serious thing. I'm not ready for that. I have committed.
Oh,
this is the part when I was like, huh, I should have, I knew I forgot something. Okay. Gabriel, I don't know if you noticed this, but maybe you didn't, so here goes. I have commitment issues, you know, like marriage thing. It's scary for me, so yeah, sure, I'll marry you on February 31st. Now, strip! Go, go, go! You think he will figure it out?
A big step. I want to marry with her. You know, they have to wait for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. No, I can't.
Yeah, that's like,
maybe,
yeah.
I will wait. If I haven't with him, I've been being with him before. But
right.
I know, and he knows me, and whatever, and a lot of fireworks together. So I don't want to wait until I get married with him.
Right. So, Julia is like us, and she says, come again? Oh, Julia, you're not coming again.
I wish to come again.
I wish I could, but it's not coming. Can you imagine, Becky? Oh, Julia. Another Freudian slip. Come again? So, yeah. He tells her, I want to marry you when I make love to you again. I want to be your husband. Oh, God.
But let's marry to Bez. Let's go to the...
But...
And get married.
Darling, do we really need to do that? Isn't that like a lot to think about? Marriage and stuff. I'm not ready, so... What the heck? Seriously?
Yeah.
Why? Why don't you love us? All we want is your wee-wee, and you're hiding it away.
Oh, my God.
It's bit, like, sounds like an adult, right? I sound so grown up. Your wee-wee!
Yeah.
He's gonna go like, this is precisely why we're not having sex.
Yeah. My God. Okay, so you are dating with a teenager.
I backstep. Marriage scares me, so we just go back. So, okay. Yeah, thanks, Gabriel.
But okay, Joe aside, I think he is like, it's really sweet that he's thinking about marriage when he wants to be with her again, because it will be like more, I don't know, like more compromise. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say that, but I think it's like a more, it's sweet, he really wants to be there, not even in bed.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Gabriel, yeah, we know that you love Julia, so make love.
Yeah, dude, just do it.
Yeah, it's because it's agonizing, no?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
It's an agony. It's torture,
no,
dude.
Yes,
it's torture.
I'm sorry. My English is a little bit bad.
And there is no safe word. There's no like, red. Oh, I'm sorry. I will give it to
no,
you now.
No,
there
are no, so old hell, yeah.
No, you know, like the torture, you're making us wait. Red. Stop. Please.
Yes.
Please. But no, not Gabriel. Isn't he awesome? Oh, notice it says, it's funny, the lines that you don't expect to want marriage, that it's from Gabriel.
What?
She says, it's funny, the lines you don't expect to want marriage. Gabriel and Christian.
Okay.
That you don't expect them to get married. Well, you know, Christians yeah. always like, I don't marry women. My submissives are my submissives. That's it. No, nothing else. Just sex. And Christian, not Christian. And Gabriel was the same way with, you know, Melanie, Soraya's friend, and the other mistresses. Well, not mistresses. Just like, you know, little flings that he had. he just used their bodies. Then after that, he would wash afterwards because he has to clean himself. Meanwhile, the women were like, oh my God, I was blessed. I spent a night with Gabriel. And he's like, must wash the precious feels use. So, yeah. I don't know. But now, you know, okay. he wants to get married.
Yeah, he wants to get married. Like, that means mm-hmm. That means two things. One, that he loves her, of course. This is a true love. And second, that he's growing up. That's what Gabriel.
I don't know. I think I'm like Julia. I need to go. I need time to think. So I'll be back in a week. Bye-bye.
I would say yes. And not because of Gabriel. Because of Gabriel.
Yeah.
But I would say yes, because if I had a relationship like that with men like him, I would say
yeah, not with me. I would just think like, I have to go. I have to feed Fluffy, the imaginary cat. So I'll be back in a week. You just said it's an imaginary cat. Yeah, well, I have to go. Bye! Bye, Becky! It was nice meeting you. Bye-bye. You're barefoot. I don't care. I need to go. You know. But, yeah, we'll react weird.
Susie said, just do it, for God's sake.
Right? So, yeah, he wants to do it when he's the husband. Oh, God. And he explains that the reason he wants to wait now, it's because of his dad, his adopted dad, Richard. I blame you, Richard. Richard showed him the kind of man Gabriel wants to be. And what type of man is that? Well, the man that marries a woman he loves. He's only going to be with one woman for the rest of his life. And he wants to do that. Oh, well, that's nice.
That's
nice.
So sweet.
But yeah. I don't think Richard had sex with Mama Grace.
Before,
and then left, and then came back, and was like, no sex, Grace. What the? I think he just waited, and then married her, and then they had sex, right?
Oh, well, that is a good point.
So it's different. But okay.
Yeah.
And so Gabriel tells Julia that he wants to make vows before her and God, and stand in front of the family and make promises. You can make promises here. I promise to undress and undress you and make you come. Oh, beautiful. I love that promise.
Fireworks.
Yeah. And Susie says he can be frustrating. Yes, yes, he can. Oh, God. So Julia says, Gabriel, I can't even contemplate marrying you. What the heck? And now this? I'm angry. I'm still angry. But if you make love to us.
Eating a pillow or something.
No, I have my hanky. So it's just, you know, I'm being a lady. So now we do it with a hanky. So, you know, I'm angry. Just do it. And then I will calm down.
Okay.
Strip, man, strip. Anyway.
This frustrating chapter.
You know, the whole...
Thank you, Gabriel.
Yeah, thank you, Gabriel. Should have taken more lemonade. Feel weird telling Becky I'm angry because this guy doesn't want to have sex with us. And I'm not begging,
you're
just saying.
You're sounding like Gabriel when Gabriel is murmuring something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Say hashtag angry Betty.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Can you imagine if Paul does something like that to poor Elizabeth? Like, I can't have sex with you. Oh, God. Somebody fetch me some water. I think I'm going to faint. So.
Yeah. Oh, and not.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, yeah, Nona says, there are a few old-fashioned people around. Well, I'm old-fashioned, but this is frustrating. It's like, oh, God. Okay, so let's go back before we run out of time. Gabriel tells her that he understands why she's angry, but he doesn't want to rush her. Oh, I lost my partner. Okay, so when she comes back, maybe she can call me back. Okay, so we will continue while my partner comes back. Gabriel tells Julia that he understands why she's angry, but they need to make love when they're ready, when they both heal, which is like, yeah. I'm healing, so can we make it pronto? Anyway, so he goes, Gabriel goes on to asking Julia, does she remember the first time they were together? Well, yes, we all remember that. So he tells her, he asks, what do you remember? And Julia proceeds to tell him what she remembers. She tells him that he was intense but kind. That he planned everything, even the cranberry juice. Which she thinks is ridiculous. I still think it's adorable. So, aww, we want the cranberry juice again. Please. Please, Gabriel. Fetch us cranberry juice, please. Anyway, and, my partner's having technical problems with Skype again. So, boo, Skype, bring her back. Or as Julia says, come again? Ha ha ha, bum bum. Nope, okay. Who could forget that lovely night together in Florence, making love? Oh, God. And this is the boss' favorite line from this chapter, so woo! And it's Susie's favorite line as well, so congratulations, Susie! You share with the boss! Yay! So, the favorite line is, I remember that you were arch over me, looking into my eyes while you moved, and you said you loved me. I'll never forget those moments for as long as I live. She hid her face against his soap-skin neck. Aww. So, oh yes. That sex scene was so beautiful. I remember him saying, open, and Julia blushing, and the massage. And, oh God, we waited for 34 chapters for that scene, and she came 3 times. 3 glorious times. Hi, partner.
Hi.
So it worked.
I'm sorry.
I told Skype, come again, and you came back.
Yeah, only I have to treat it like, hello, baby, can you come again? Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. So you were saying?
Oh, the boss's favorite line. And okay. It was Susie, and again, in case you didn't hear it, it was, I remember that you were arch over me, looking into my eyes while you moved, and you said that you loved me.
Aww. You know, They are trying to not to have sex, and they are start talking about sex.
So I know, right?
I don't understand them.
Like, way to go.
Was, oh, yes. If you don't want to have sex with me, okay, so why am I here? So I'll have to go.
Why are we in the room, dude?
Yes.
Because I can hug you in the couch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I will say that. If after my intent of molesting him,
right?
Fail. Okay.
Like, come on.
Okay. You don't want. Sure. Okay. So I'm going because I'm not going to do anything here either.
Yeah. Like I have to go. But Julia is shy, so she starts moving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Carla is saying that, yeah, the professor, he was so sweet the morning after. He really took care of her. Uh-huh. Yes, he did. And Susie's saying, keep coming.
Yeah.
We want him to keep coming. He just doesn't want to do it right now.
Yes.
Which it reminded me of that song, which is the intro that we use for today. With keep your hands to yourself, which is pretty much Gabriel right now. Like, Julia, no huggy, no kissy until I get a wedding vow. Wait, what? Julia, yeah. Keep your hands to yourself. Like, fine. Walking away.
Oh God.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so Julia is shy and starts hiding her face from him, and Gabriel asks, Are you shy?
A little. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe she was thinking like, ah, Twitchy. Lying in the hands of God. Why?
Literally. He's lying in the hands of God because
like Twitchy?
I'm doing yoga.
Still in yoga. Like okay, I miss you. Nope, nothing. Okay. So thank you, Gabriel. You're so sweet. Twitchy, you too. I love how thoughtful you are of us. You don't want to say hello or anything.
Well,
so,
okay.
Awkward. Anyway, so Gabriel tells Julia, he asks her, why is she shy? He tells her, you see me naked. I've worshipped every beautiful inch of you.
Oh, yeah. They're talking.
Oh, God. I'm uncomfortable now since we're not having sex. So she tells him, I miss the connection we had. I haven't felt whole without it. Aww. Me too. Gabriel, please. I'm not begging. I'm just suggesting. Politely.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's too shy to say, I want
Twitchy now. Yeah. Give it to her. Come on, man. Misericordia. Save a life. Susie says, chapter 34 was truly beautiful. So many feels in that chapter. I know, right? Oh, so beautiful. And now we can only remember because this is not happening anytime soon. So thank you, Gabriel. Thank you. Anyway. So, Gabriel tells her that he hasn't felt complete either. Really?
No.
What? He tells her that he knows that she can't make love to him if she doesn't trust him. He knows her, and she's not the type of woman who would give her body if her heart is not in it. Which I thought, but didn't we just agree that she was like a different person now? She grew, she's different, so now we are that woman, so stop stripping, man. Strip. Come on.
Oh, God.
Oh, Nona Saint, not happening. I know, right? We're trying to reason with a man. Nothing. And again,
silence.
Let's remember more sex. Do you remember that last time we were together? Oh, for the love of God. He tells her, you told me you felt like I fucked you. Dude, that was a good fuck. It was good. It was good. Again, he tells her, I am not going to do that again. The next time I take you to my bed, it's because our union is born out of love, not lust. God, just kill me now.
I like this game.
This is not funny anymore, Gabriel. Wake up.
Oh, Tasia say, after a night like that with Gabriel, I will walk under him like Giselle Bundchen. Every time, and wink wink. Come on, Julia.
Right?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, come on. Alright, so we're going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Yes, wait for us, please.
Wait for us.